Hi, I'm Tim Henshaw and I run Uganda Tourism in the UK. And what we're all about is to encourage people to visit Uganda. And the main reason that often attracts people to Uganda is the opportunity to go and trek to see mountain gorillas. We've talked to lots of people in the UK and their number one wildlife experience that they'd love to do in their life is actually to replicate that David Attenborough moment where he's in the middle of the rainforest in Uganda and he's surrounded by gorillas. So there's an opportunity for people to do that. One of the amazing things is as a result of tourism to Uganda, the Ugandan government have been able to protect the areas where the mountain gorillas live, and they've been able to help with the communities that live around that area. And between the two of them, they're able to conserve and protect the forests, which has meant that the gorillas are in a safe and happy environment. And as a consequence, numbers of mountain gorillas are actually on the increase. From a decade or so ago, where there were about 770 gorillas, we're now nudging 900. So a fantastic success story. And it's been a real, real win-win because people who live in those areas, suddenly schools, hospitals, a road infrastructure, water supply, and employment are all so much better. So it isn't conservation just of an animal, it's a conservation of people as well. So it's a real success story. So when you consider if you want to go out there and see those amazing gorillas, here's an opportunity that it's going to be doing something good for the people of the country as well. We're the tourist board, so we work with over 200 Africa specialist tour operators that exist within the UK. We've been at a travel show called Destinations in London for a few days, and there are more than 20 companies there. We would always recommend that you book through a UK company, because that gives you the reassurance and the assurance that your trip will be successfully run. And often it's at exactly the same sort of price that you would get if you booked direct with somebody in Uganda. Anywhere between 9 and 14 days will allow you to enjoy magnificent experiences in Uganda. Certainly if you are able to find around £3,500 for a person, you're in for a very luxurious trip. If you are going to go with an overland company, for example, you can probably halve that amount. But the gorilla permit is a significant amount of money, but that is because a significant percentage of that goes into conservation. We're aware of the Uganda Marathon. We have been talking to the organisers recently. It sounds like a fantastic initiative. I'm really keen to find out more. If I'm honest, I don't know enough about it at the moment.